Hey. No, I'm all done for the day. Why do I look tired? I don't feel tired, I'm fine. Surprisingly so. I never realized I was such a day lark. Day lark. You know, you have night owls and day larks. Okay, that's not a thing, I just made that up. But I'm fine. Budger? What? I'm fine. I just want to sit next to you because you're cuddly and I might want to cuddle. I'm fine. I'm. No, darling, I am. Okay. Darling, we've talked about this. I'm fine working the day shift. I like it. I don't think I would. Well, I was. You know me, I've never really worked the day shift before, and I was. Well, you know, every time you get a new job, there's always gonna be. You're always gonna be nervous. But it means that I get to spend more time with you, and. That's amazing. I don't miss my lonely nights. Why do you think something's wrong? I will have you know that I am an 800-year-old vampire. That you can see through like I'm a window. How do you do that? That is witchcraft. And I know witchcraft because I have known some I've known witches. Lots of witches. I wasn't trying to change the subject. Well, I tried, it didn't work. You were so good at that. You're just so good at everything. And so kissable. Have I told you that you're really kissable? I'm not trying to change the subject. I'm. Okay, trying to change the subject a little bit. Nothing's really wrong. It's just, No, work's fine. No, I'm really fine working the day shift. I know it's. It was an adjustment. But it was worth it, and I love the work. It's fun. There are just a few little issues that, Oh no, it's not anything like that. The people I work with are lovely. They're just. You know? It's just, what do you mean? What did I do? I didn't do anything. I did a thing. So, you know that I was having a bit of a tough time getting interviews because I'm a vampire and people are still a little bit wary of vampires, especially vampires that want to work in daytime because vampires and sunlight. You know, it's an insurance risk, and I get that, I really do, because, you know, ash. That is a hazard. Unless you've got a broom. What? Vampire humor. Well, I was. Well, when I saw the listing for the job, I mean, working from home, it was perfect, and it seemed something I could do, which, let's be honest, is kind of limited because I don't really have a lot of transferable experience. Being a vampire. But I know blood. So working for a blood bank? Perfect. Working from home? Perfect. There's just one thing. I might not have told them that I'm a vampire yet. Well, it's not a big deal. I mean, is it really that big a deal? Does it really matter? It kind of really matters, because I'm in a bit of a cucumber. A pickle. I'm in a bit of a pickle. Cucumbers, pickles, it's close enough. Well, because it's working from home, we have, well, there are Zoom meetings. Yes, I know, I can't be seen on camera, and that's why I never turn my camera on, but I've kind of run out of excuses, and I'm in a bit of a pickle. Are you laughing at me? You're laughing at me. No, you are. I am an 800-year-old vampire, and I can tell when you're laughing. Oh. Of course you're laughing. This is ridiculous. This is so, so ridiculous. Why didn't I just tell them that I'm a vampire? I mean, legally they're not allowed to, you know, because I'm a... Everyone does it. I mean, we might be out of the shadows, but we're still vampires. Bloodsuckers. Hunters of the night. I'm a hunter. I'll have you know that I'm a very good hunter. I couldn't hunt my way out of a paper bag. I am an 800-year-old vampire. Thank you very much. Shut up. See, this is what happens when you move in with a human. They stop taking you seriously. And they make you hot chocolate with marshmallows and they cuddle you. They cuddle you. Yes, that was a hint. Because I am a little bit worried about it. No, they are lovely. They're all wonderful and... I know that there's a vampire who works there, but they work the night shift and they work in person. Oh, they scan the blood to see if it's, you know, legit. Well, you wouldn't think so, but it is a problem. Now that all the vampires are legit, there is a serious black market for blood and, well, if you have bad blood, it can be very messy. I mean, you won't need a broom, but you might need a mop. Vampire humour. It's an acquired taste. Like blood! Blame Dracula, okay? No, he didn't bring me across, but I saw his stand-up show and I might be stealing his jokes. It wasn't a very good show, to be fair. But getting back to the point, I'm not worried. I'm just worried. That's stupid, right? That's stupid. See, that is not a vampire thing. That is a human thing. What? Why would I be worried about that? Because you're making me more human. Why would I have a problem with being more human? Darling, I'm in love with you and you're a human. Do you know how lonely I was before you? I was miserable. I was just miserable. It's lonely being a vampire. Well, it's lonely if you don't like playing vampire games. I don't like politics. I don't like I've never been a typical vampire. I'm not very good at being a vampire. You know, I'm not exactly graceful. Did you just call me a baby giraffe? I'm okay with that. They're cute. I'm cute. Before we came out of the shadows, I didn't really have a life. I existed. I tried. But it wasn't. It was hollow. And then we came out of the shadows, and I could talk to mortals without them running away. Because I was never particularly good at the whole chatting people up thing. And then I met you. Well, I fell over you. And fell for you. Did you like that? And suddenly, life wasn't hollow anymore. I didn't know what I needed. I needed you. I needed warmth. I needed love. I wasn't a bad vampire. I was just waiting. Waiting for you. I love who I am with you because I feel like myself. I can be ridiculous. I can be sweet. I can be domestic. So no, I don't mind that you're making me more human. I love every last bit of humanity that you give me. Because you gave me life. Before you, I was dead. Sorry, I had to. I'm just worried. Well, you'll laugh. Well, I'm going to have to tell them that I'm a vampire, and when I do, what if they don't like me anymore? They might not, because I'm a vampire, and... Really? Are you sure? So you think I should just tell them, just... Tell them that I'm a vampire. Okay. I'll do it. Next Monday. But what? I can't really do it in the middle of a work week, can I? I have to do it tomorrow? Well, we do have a breakfast meeting. Are you sure they're going to like me? I mean, they do like me, but will they still like me when they know that I'm a vampire? You are just so wonderfully human. And I love that about you. I also love your cuddles and your hot chocolate. Did you buy extra marshmallows? What? I was just asking. Oh, you don't have to make me hot chocolate. No, you do. I've had a really tough day. But can we cuddle for a bit first? Because, I have been kind of freaking out about it. But low-key freaking out because I'm a vampire. I might have stolen your hoodie because it makes me feel better. I was going to give it back. I wasn't going to give it back. Well, I would give it back when it doesn't smell of you anymore. But because I'm a vampire and I have keen senses, that can take almost 2 months. You have other hoodies that I also steal. I love you. I love it when you say that. I love it when you smile at me. I just love you. So, cuddles. You're so warm.
Let me lead your warmth.
What? It's because I love you. I really do. I love my human.